You mentioned peanuts a little while back. Is there any other name for peanuts?
Not that I know of. I've never heard of it.
Okay, what other kind of nuts do you have?
Well, there used to be a lot of chestnuts through here and a lot of hazelnuts too, but you know now there's a blight, well, several years ago, come through and it killed them.
Yeah.
But now and then, though, you'll see a chestnut tree, you know, new ones that they have set down, got from the florist and set down.
Yeah.
And the hickory nuts and the walnuts, they grow here.
Yeah, what about on walnuts? You know, they've got two shells and all covering.
Yeah.
What do you call the outside one?
Hull.
Okay, that's the soft one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the other one?
I'll call it a hull, too.
Okay.
I never know it'd be caught nothing on just hulls, you know.
Okay. And this is another kind of nut that maybe it grows a little further down south. I know you have it a lot in Georgia. It's brown and about this size.
Are you talking about a pecan?
Okay. And this is another kind of nut it's flat and it's got a thin shell to it. And you might buy it at Christmas time.
Well, we call them nigger toes.
Okay, those are the I know what you're talking about. Those are those.
What they call the butternuts too, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are dark brown shell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about something with sort of a blonde shell to it?
That's what you call English walnut.
Yeah, I'm thinking of almonds.
I've never saw but just a very few of almonds.
Okay. And this is a kind of fruit about the size of an apple.
You're talking about oranges?
Okay. And if you had a bowl of oranges standing somewhere and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are...
all gone.
Okay. And this is a little red vegetable that grows in the ground. It's the root.
That's good?
Yeah. It's a little red. It's sort of hot.
You're talking about radishes?
Okay. And what about a red thing that grows on a leafy plant?
A what?
It's a red vegetable that grows on a leafy plant in your garden, and you stake up the plant.
Well, would it be, and you mean it's red?
Yeah.
Would it be a mulberry? I mean a raspberry, red raspberry?
No, I'm thinking of something big. It grows about this big.
Watermelon?
Yeah. Okay. And what do you call a tomato that's about this size? Real small.
Cherry tomato. One of the little bitty cherry tomatoes, and then you've got the pear tomato and the plum tomato.
Okay.
And you can get the plum tomato and the cherry pear tomato bowls in red or yellow.
Huh.
But I never did see the little cherry tomato. Nothing. Only just like a little bit of old cherry, and it's just full of seeds and juice.
Yeah.
There's not much to it. There's no tomato there. It's just all seed and juice.
Yeah. Okay, along with your meat, you might have a baked...
You mean baked ham or baked roast?
No, something that you plant in the garden.
Oh, ash potato?
Okay. What other kind of potatoes are there?
You don't know what an ash potato is?
Yeah. What kinds are there with the yellow meat now?
Well, you're talking about when they're young?
Yeah. Okay, there's a kind of potato that, Irish potato is white, isn't it, on the inside?
Yes.
Okay. Then there's some other kind of potato.
Sweet potato.
Okay. Is there any other name for those?
Not that I've ever known.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word yam?
Yam.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, a lot of people call ash potato ham. Uh-huh.
Okay.
You know, when you're peeling potatoes, you're eating potatoes, you can tell you know, these yams are good or something like that. Just go out and talk to anybody about a yam, they wouldn't know what you're talking about. I reckon planting yams.
Yeah. Okay.